You're listening to the audio production of Jesus, Safe, Tender, Extreme by Adrian Plass, published by Zondervan and read by Alan Irving. This book is dedicated to my wife's mother, Kathleen Rosa Ormerod. Her life was a gift to others. All she asked in return was a few flowers and the love of her family and friends. Foreword by John Ortberg. More than a century ago, Scottish author George MacDonald wrote a book called Thomas Wingfold, Curate. It is the story of a young pastor who, in spite of his job, suddenly finds that he doesn't know what he believes. His awareness of his doubt is God's first gift to him. His next gift is a desire to believe. His next gift is a wise spiritual guide who can help him navigate his doubts and questions and desires, and who focuses him on actually coming to seek to do what it is that Jesus asks. At one point, someone asks Wingfold if he still considers giving up the curacy. His response, which I won't take the time to quote here, moved me so deeply that the first time I heard it, being read on tape as I was driving my car, I had to pull the car over because I couldn't drive through the tears. He did not yet believe, Wingfold said. At least, not fully, not completely. But he was convinced that if what Jesus said was not true, if there is not a God who is worthy of being the loving Father whom Jesus described, then all of life is not worth a single tear that has been wept over it in the history of this sorry, dark world. He is not yet convinced that Christianity is true in the way he wants to be convinced, but he is sure that Jesus is the only game in town. What I love about this book by Adrian Plass is that it strikes just this same deeply honest, humanly humble, Jesus-intoxicated note. Adrian is remarkably candid about his own questions and searching, champion of the Doubt Olympics several times over. There is never a hint of triumphalism or hydroplaning over the difficult issues. He writes as a critical evangelical who embraces and challenges the community that has shaped him. He loves the church and hopes for the church and has been deeply hurt by the church and cannot stop longing for the church. Often when people spend decades communicating about the faith, as Adrian has, they tend to go on spiritual autopilot. They come to know what kind of stories will gain attention, what kind of questions are safe to ask, what kind of answers are expected and will gain applause. For Adrian, though, what ends up as a dialogue with you and me begins as a musing deep within his soul, or perhaps as the kind of conversation with God that we find being held in Scripture by folks like Moses and Abraham and Jonah, questioning and complaining and thanking and fearful reverence and tender friendship and fierce determination spilling over in no particular order. It is especially a reflection about Jesus, who is safe enough to hide in, tender enough to trust, extreme enough to call us to life beyond ourselves. Authors are generally asked to describe their target audience. Who is this book for? Often in our day, target audiences get pretty niched. Left-handed babysitters or mechanics who like Dylan Thomas. This is a book for honest, thoughtful people who would like to know Jesus better. It is written by someone who is convinced that Jesus is the only game in town. John Ortberg, June 2005. Introduction. Writing this book has been a strange, intense experience. In horticultural terms, my intention was to grow a tidy little shrub with a few decently spaced blooms and a general air of dignified symmetry. From the beginning, it has not been like that. The roots of this project have plunged deeper into the dark earth than I had ever expected, while unmanageable fronds, tendrils, and trailing vines have shot out wildly in all directions and to all heights, searching for the light. The light is Jesus. That much at least has...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?